most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition here on LA Talk Radio. And of course, your place to be at 8 p.m. every Sunday night, Max and Friends. Well, if it's 8 in LA, that means it's 11 in New York. And we're sending everyone love to the East Coast tonight. You know, some people out there still don't have power. And what shocks me the most is that the Veterans Hospital, the Manhattan's Veteran Hospital, is still shut down. And they have to move all of our wonderful, heroic veterans to other hospitals, which is quite disappointing. But they lost an MRI machine there. It's been flooded. It's really a mess out there in New York. So we're sending love to New York, to the veterans, of course. Today is Veterans Day. So you know what that means. We've got some great music tonight on Max and Friends. You know, our boy Thomas Hibner, we play all of his songs here. We're going to play his new version of Home at Last, because that's going to be for all the troops. And then we've got some Vedic astrological star signs for the month of November. Sorry that it's so late, but you know, we have five Thursdays this month. Can you believe Thanksgiving is almost here, people? Well, I got to tell you, we're also talking about tonight diabetes. And why are we talking about diabetes? Because this month, November, is National Awareness Month for Diabetes. And November 14th is the national day for diabetic and diabetes awareness. You know, American Diabetes Association honored me and my sister with the Leadership in Young Philanthropy Award. So I always have a close admiration for American Diabetes and for diabetes, because my father died from diabetes, from a diabetic stroke, because they happen. It's not just a stroke. It's actually the diabetes that causes the stroke. My aunt had it too. So even though they're not with me, I'm sending my love to them, because you know, they their illness and their diabetes then, I'm going 20 something years ago, when my father died about 25 years ago, it was totally different from what it is today. And of course, we can thank One Touch Changes Everything. You know, the Patti LaBelle commercial, One Touch Changes Everything. It's like Max and Friends, we change everything. And we love you all for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, we're going to have Reva Greenberg. She's a diabetes patient. She's an author, a speaker, and a health coach. And she's successfully lived with diabetes for over 40 years, and she's had it since the age of 18, and 10 years ago became an advocate and key influencer in the diabetes community. Then we've got the Kitchen Diva. That's right. The Kitchen Diva is going to be here on Max and Friends, and she's going to tell you some healthy doses of fun and flavor. And her diabetic, she's got a great book, The Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook, 150 healthy, delicious recipes for diabetics and those who dine with them. Don't we love that? So I want you to all get that book. Check it out, The Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook. But you know what? I'm feeling Thomas Hibner right now, and I'm feeling that this is going to go for our troops. God love them. God be with them. And you know, it's just, it's that time, 11-11. You know what that means, the month 11-11. And it was the 11th day, the 11th month, the 11th hour. But oh, hey, speaking of Veterans Day, it's a great time to buy Rita Cosby's book, Quiet Hero. You know, it's a story about her father's journey through World War II and all the things they discovered there. Well, everyone, let's get Thomas Hibner's song. You know, it's one of those great songs that I love, because it really makes you feel good. And it kind of makes you want to just reach out and thank our troops and thank our veterans. It's called Home at Last. And the only way we can thank them is if they get home at last. So this one is especially for one of my favorite Twitter gals, Meganella. She's out there always tweeting for me. And, you know, her husband fights in this war of ours. And even though it might not still be going on, there's always war somewhere. So to our troops, Get Home at Last by Thomas Hibner on Max and Friends. Stay tuned, and then we're going to have our Vedic astrological forecast for November. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Looking back at those days, somewhere far away, and we had to say our goodbyes, knowing you were risking everything. I was so afraid, but you had to go. I had to stay strong and believe in you. I've been watching the news and praying for this day to come. Our soldiers were coming home. Finally, you're home at last. It's time to return to a place where you need to catch up on everything. Is not just a dream. Finally, you're home at last. Prayers are like guardian angels, always watching over our American heroes as they stand for justice and freedom. And as we all know, and come free. Let's thank the soldiers that sacrificed their life to protect the land of the free. I've been watching the news and praying for this day to come. Our soldiers were coming home.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Home at Last. It was our boy Thomas Hibner. He writes the most incredible songs, and I just have to thank him for sending us his new version of Home at Last. And that's all I wish for, is that our troops all come home at last, and that this ridiculous fighting doesn't have to happen anymore. So, you know, I just send out these good vibes to the world, and I believe that one day we'll all just be in such a luxurious peace that we won't have to worry about wars. So Thomas Himmler, I know you want to get that on iTunes because I know we've got listeners out there who want to buy it. So we got to get that up there for you. It's not out there yet, everyone, but it will be. We got the premiere here on Max and Friends. Hey, everyone, it's 11:11 on 11:11 in New York. So make your wish. There's going to be a moment of silence because I'm making mine. Yes, it's the truth. It's the last 11:11 on 11:11. So I love those numbers. For some reason, it just resonates with me, these numerology, right? So Thomas Himmler, you are on Twitter. So everyone go to @Himmler, H-I-B-N-E-R 1-5. That's his name there. Y'all could reach out to him directly, get that song Home at Last, because that's where we want these troops, isn't it, people? So everyone, you know, I know you all want to know about the future and what's going to happen. I personally can't tell you because I live in the moment. I live in the right now. And that's all I can stand by is that where I am at this exact moment is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio every Sunday night. But I think I just jumped into the future. But speaking of the future, y'all love Dr. Maya Love. It's the truth. Y'all, I get your emails, how much you love her astrological, Vedic, astrological readings. They're so insightful. They're so accurate. And you all tell me about it. You email me. You tweet me @MaxTucci. So always tweet me @MaxTucci. If you want to email me, max@maxtucci.com. Email me there. I love you all for listening. But I'm going to give you Dr. Maya Love and her November forecast reading. It's a Vedic. It's like the legit stuff. It's from India. It's like how you doing in the astrological forecast signs. And then Reva Greenberg is going to be joining me in the studio, and we're going to talk about diabetes and how you all need to be aware of this, this disease that's happening right now. And of course, I need you all to focus on tonight's show. It's going to be a life class on Max and Friends. And then we have the Kitchen Diva. She's going to dish up for us some wonderful dishes from her book, The Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook, 150 Healthy, Delicious Recipes for Diabetics and Those Who Dine With Them. I'm Max and Friends, but right now it's Dr. Maya Love and Maya's Astrological Forecast for the month of November on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. This is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for November 2012. Vedic astrology can serve as a great tool to understand your karmic tendencies that lead to suffering and to create a future that you desire for yourself. If you would like a detailed astrological reading with an in-depth analysis of your karmic tendencies, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. Here are the planetary positions on the Vedic sky for the month of November 2012. Sun is currently transiting Libra but moves into Scorpio on November 16th. Mercury is currently transiting Scorpio, but it becomes retrograde on November 6th and moves into Libra on November 19th. The retrograde motion of Mercury is between November 6th and November 26th. Venus is currently transiting Virgo and moves into Libra on November 17th. Mars is currently transiting Scorpio but moves into Sagittarius on November 9th. Jupiter is currently transiting Taurus and continues to be in retrograde motion. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is in Scorpio and the south node of the moon is in Taurus. There are three important celestial events occurring in the month of November 2012. The first one is the total solar eclipse on November 13th in the Vedic sign of Libra in the star system of Vishakha. During the solar eclipse, the moon will block the energies of the sun from reaching the earth. The sun is the father of creation and a giver of light. Moon is the mother of creation and indicates the darkness and the illusions of the mind. On the new moon of November 13th, both the energies of the sun and the moon will merge together, creating a blend of the yin and the yang, the dark and the light energies, the feminine and the masculine energies, and this will open up opportunities to face and embrace the dual nature of our own self. On the full moon of November 28th, there will be a lunar eclipse in the sign of Taurus, and this will be seen in countries around the Pacific Rim. The solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse will have a major impact both at a personal level as well as on a global level. The solar eclipse is going to be visible in northern Australia, New Zealand, parts of South America, and southern parts of Pacific Ocean Rim. The effects of solar eclipse usually last for more than a month. So from now until the end of the year, the effects of the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse will be strongly felt. The next couple of months would be a great time to face all the challenges that presents itself, make shifts in our perceptions towards life, make wise choices and plans, create opportunities to uplift ourselves and others, and to commit to creativity. Saturn also joins the solar eclipse, though not in close degrees. So there might be a possibility that this eclipse might trigger earthquakes, especially in the regions of the Pacific Rim. Another major highlight of this month is Mercury becoming retrograde from November 6th until November 26th. During this time, pay attention to how you communicate with others, especially with partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Though it may present some challenges, it will ultimately teach you how to communicate effectively. Here's the astrological forecast for the month of November 2012 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. Sun, Mercury, and Saturn are currently transiting the 7th house. This is a great time for some major shifts in your perceptions towards relationships with the opposite sex and to acknowledge and respect the divinity in your partners. Taurus, this is your month. Sun and Mercury are in your 6th house. Challenges may help you to make some major shifts in your attitudes towards your body. Time to exercise and eat a lot of vegetables and fruits as a part of your diet. Gemini, Sun and Mercury are transiting your 5th house. Though this transit may create some challenges in self-expression and creativity, eventually it'll help you to remove any self-created blocks in your creative expression. Cancer, Sun and Mercury are transiting your 4th house. This transit will help you to sort out any misunderstandings with others and show you the path to true happiness and abundance in life. Leo, Sun and Mercury are in your 3rd house. During this time, you will find yourself constantly changing your creative environment. But these changes will offer you positive challenges that will uplift you and help you to achieve your goals in the long run. Virgo, Sun and Mercury are in your 2nd house. Though this transit may bring some financial gains, you may also see some increase in expenditures and face some financial challenges during this time. Libra, Sun gets eclipsed in your 1st house and Mercury gets retrograde in your 1st house. Though it may feel like you are experiencing some challenges physically and emotionally, it is in fact positive in the long run because it will make you face your anxieties and fears about failure and help you to make a dramatic shift in your perception towards life. Scorpio, Sun and Mercury are in your 12th house. Though you may find it challenging to put yourself out there in the world, it is time for you to remember that only by shining your inner light for others, you can step out of your own limitations. Sagittarius, Sun and Mercury are in your 11th house. Though this may bring some challenges in financial gains and investments, it may teach you new ways to efficiently manage your finance and create new goals. Capricorn, Sun and Mercury are in your 10th house. Though this transit may seem to create some minor setbacks in your professional projects, it will help you to replan your objectives and create new goals to achieve what you had planned to achieve. Aquarius, Sun and Mercury are in your 9th house. During this time, you may face circumstances where you may question your own belief systems and learn some deeper truths about yourself and life. Pisces, Sun and Mercury are in your 8th house. This transit may bring some challenges that will help you to question your attitudes towards intimate relationships and regain a positive outlook. And that brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say, although the next few months may appear challenging in many aspects of life, just remember that all the events that appear as challenges are only there to teach us lessons, to uplift us and make us grow spiritually and emotionally, to embrace every aspect of our own self completely. The moment we change our perceptions towards life, learn the lessons, and accept life for what it is, and focus on creativity, we begin to see joy and happiness in every aspect of our life, no matter what the external circumstances are. Wishing everyone plenty of joy and blessings in your life. Namaste.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Dr. Maya Love, and that's your Vedic forecast for the month of November. I hope you all got it. If you missed any portion of it, I encourage you to go to Max and Friends right here on latalkradio.com page, because you're going to get 5 years of archives there, and you're going to get today's show right after this show. So if you missed any portion of Dr. Maya's Love, of the forecast, or any of our fabulous show tonight, then please go there and download the show. Hey, and every download that I get a little scale, so I know how many people are listening and tuning in. And we're at so many listeners. I get my numbers every month. I never ask for the numbers, but they come. And I'm like, ooh, that's a good show. So I love you all for listening. I know you're tuning in. Keep hitting me up on @MaxTucci on Twitter. Hey, and by the way, you heard Dr. Maya Love say namaste. Well, namaste to everyone out there tonight. And what I'm telling you is I want you to visit unicornchildrensfoundation.org. I have my big gala coming up in March, but before that, I have my big Buddha brunch coming up in November, just the 28th. And we've got Xavier Lewis, the antidote to R&B. He's going to be singing there his song Give Back. So please, everyone, go there. We've got some wonderful auction items that we're going to post on unicornchildrensfoundation.org. You're going to be able to bid online. You can have brunch with Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. You can have Elu. You can have him play a private concert for you at your next party. We've got trips to India. We've got cruises to the Mediterranean. So tune in to unicornchildrensfoundation.org. And while you're tuning in there, tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night right here on latalkradio.com. With all that said, we've got Reva Greenberg. Now, she's a diabetic. She's been a diabetic for over 40 years now. She's an author, a speaker, a health coach, and her books are called Diabetes, Do's and How-To's. I just love that title. Also, 50 Diabetic Myths That Can Ruin Your Life and 50 Diabetic Truths That Can Save It. Y'all know what we're talking about here tonight? And the other book, The ABCs of Loving Yourself with Diabetes. That's the truth. You can love yourself. Because if you get tested, and if you get screened, and if you find out you have it, things are changing. They're always changing in the diabetic world. And they're actually changing at a forceful speed. So Godspeed to all the researchers, because one touch changes everything. Speaking of one touch, we got the one and only Reva Greenberg here on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic, Reva, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max, it's great to be here with you tonight.
I'm glad you're here. So tell us about your books, especially the one, 50 Diabetic Myths That Can Ruin Your Life and 50 Diabetic Truths That Can Save It.
Yep, that was the second book I wrote, actually, and it's a great way to read and get educated about diabetes through learning about myths and truths. I mean, what's more compelling than finding out if what you really know is true or not? And so through the book, we go through 50 myths, and we let you know whether or not what you think is true really is or not. And that's where it all starts.
Let's bust one myth right now.
Let's bust a myth right now. Well, you know, some of the most common myths are things like eating sugar causes diabetes, or you only get type 2 diabetes if you're overweight. And those things are absolutely not true. You won't get diabetes from eating sugar, and you won't necessarily get diabetes because you're carrying around a bit of weight.
Mm. And now give us a truth that we can that can help us understand diabetes.
Yeah, I think the most important truth is get educated, get informed. And, you know, this month, November, is Diabetes Month, and it's all about learning more about diabetes. And so really, the thing is, you're in charge of your health. You know, you may spend as much as a dozen hours a year with your doctors, but I think 8,572 hours a year, you're managing your diabetes. So you've got to know what you need to know to do well with it. That means learn about diabetes and learn about how it works in your body.
Absolutely. Now, November 14th coming up this week is National Diabetes Awareness Day, everyone. So go online, Google to find out more. There's so many websites. You know, there's a ribbon too. And there's actually a blue circle, and that's the diabetic awareness logo. So yeah, check it out. Get the t-shirt. I have a t-shirt, Stop Diabetes. There's only one way to stop it, and that's to continue to get research about it and to donate to organizations like the American Diabetes Association. Now, Reva, you know, you didn't always begin working with the diabetic world. What caused you to do this? Like, why are you working in this industry?
this is my second career. I always say four things happened when I was 48, which is the perfect time for a midlife crisis. I lost my job because my company went bankrupt. I was going in the hospital for frozen shoulder surgery, which, by the way, frozen shoulder can be a complication of diabetes. I went to a diabetes educator for the first time in my life after having diabetes for 32 years because I was getting married that year and I wanted to be as healthy as possible. And so it was just sort of all these things happening at once made me think, you know, I wanted to do something different in life and maybe I wanted to help other people with diabetes.
Amazing. Now, you say there's a quote that you have, flourishing with diabetes. How can one flourish with diabetes?
Yeah, well, you see, this is most people, when they think about a chronic condition, they always talk about coping, you know, coping with diabetes, coping with something. And, you know, in my mind, coping is almost a negative. In a way, it says we're not doing okay, we're not doing enough, we're not doing well enough, and we sort of have to work really hard to come up to normal. But if you're doing pretty good, if you're doing okay, if you know what you're doing, there's a whole nother world available to you, which I call flourishing with diabetes. And, you know, that's really a shift in mindset. You know, okay, you have diabetes. That's just what is now. Just like I'm 5'4". I could choose to say I'm height challenged. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I say, okay, that's my height, so work with it. I have diabetes. Work with it. Get informed. Learn about it. Know what you need to know. Look at how it
now
works.
Now, your book, Diabetes Do's and How-To's.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk about your book, Diabetes Do's and How-To's, because there's a lot of do's that we need to learn. So what are a couple of do's that we need to learn?
Yeah, so this book covers all the essential in diabetes. Food do's, medical do's, fitness do's, and attitude do's. And what it is you get about a page of information. There are like 20 food do's. So you get a page of information about each of them. And these are the things to do to live a healthy life with diabetes. But not only that, you get lots of suggestions how to do the do, shall we say. So I'm not leaving you out there just giving you information for your brain. I'm giving you small action steps that will make you successful. So the first food do, which is maybe one of the most important, is don't go on a diet. Don't go on a diet. Diets don't work.
You got that, people? Get your pens ready, everyone, because this is Life Class with Reva and Max. So we're giving you the do's of diabetes. So diets don't work. I mean, isn't that just a fact?
It is. You know, I think 86% of people who go on a diet put all the weight back on plus more. Yeah. You know what it is. It's about it's a lifestyle.
Right.
Starting to eat a little healthier every day, starting to replace some of the unhealthy things you eat with healthier foods.
I want to talk about that real quick. A very unhealthy thing that there's a big misconception is diet sodas. And again, there's that diet word. It don't work. So diet sodas definitely don't work. They're filled with a bunch of stuff, nasty stuff in there that actually researchers have discovered are literally causing diabetes. So keep away from diet sodas. Would you agree, Reva?
Yeah, and there's also another reason why diet sodas aren't necessarily good for you, and that's a lot of people think they keep your craving up for sweet things. You know, so a lot of foods, they take out fat. Like a lot of people with diabetes will be told to watch their fat intake. But a lot of foods, when they take out fat, they add sugar for flavor. Mm-hmm. And when you keep your sweet tooth alive, you just keep craving sweets. So really, people, try to start weaning yourself off sweet things. And then it's incredible. What you'll discover is when you eat something sweet, it's almost nauseatingly sweet.
Yeah. Now, listen, if someone has diabetes in the family, what should they do? For instance, my father and aunt both had diabetes, and they got it later on in life. And I know that it was from a diet of, you know, a rich diet. So what should someone do if their family has diabetes?
Yeah, I think the first thing you should do is talk to your doctor and have a test. You could have a what's called a fasting blood glucose test, which means they'll take a little sample of blood from you in the morning before you eat. And see what your blood sugar number is. And depending upon where your blood sugar number is, there's a range. And you might discover that you're fine. You're in the non-diabetes category. You might discover that you have something called prediabetes, which 80 million Americans have prediabetes. And that's really the first stage of type 2 diabetes. Your blood sugar is not yet high enough to be considered type 2 diabetes, but it's higher than normal.
And now, if someone has, if they've been told that they have prediabetes, what should they do?
Yeah. Well, they should do, funnily enough, they should do a lot of the things that you should do if you've been diagnosed with diabetes. You should start eating healthier foods. Mm-hmm. You should start getting more exercise or physical activity. If you're overweight, you should lose a few pounds. And sometimes people will say you should even start medication. And the reason for that is so that you keep your pancreas working as long as it can be. So you end up actually delaying getting type 2 diabetes.
Mm. Now, there's a question I have to ask you. You know, what would help healthcare professionals to know in working with their diabetic patients?
Yeah, that's a good question, Max. And, you know, the reason why so many healthcare professionals struggle working with their diabetes patients, well, I think it's twofold. You know, one, the first thing is we know they don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. And when you're working with a chronic condition like diabetes, it's not a matter of just going to your doctor and, you know, hearing something in 10 minutes and walking out with a prescription. You really have to learn how to deal with your condition. And that's the other thing. Most healthcare providers aren't trained in the essential thing in managing diabetes. And you know what that is?
Hmm.
Behavior change.
Yeah.
So these things we ask people to do. You know, we ask you to lose some weight. We ask you to eat healthier. We ask you to get physical activity, and maybe you're not physically active at all right now. Those are all behavior changes we're asking people to make. And most medical professionals have not been trained in behavior change.
Yeah.
In how to help patients make those changes.
Well, you know, I always say change doesn't change until you change, people. So if you want to have a change in your life and you think that maybe you're pre-diabetic or maybe someone in your family knew, and you know what? There's a lot of people out there who are adopted. You know, I work with SOS Children's Foundation, and you have a lot of people out there who are adopted and they don't know their medical history. So the only way you can change is if you go get tested. And diabetes is something that's rapid. It's something that's with us. It's alive. It's, you know, it's a disease that we want to conquer. And the only way we can conquer that is by screening, getting tested, and, you know, really working with organizations like, again, American Diabetes Association, and being informed. Knowledge is power, people. And we've got Reva Greenberg here tonight. Now, Reva, how can people find you?
How can they find me? Well, I have a website called diabetesstories.com, and I write for the Huffington Post. I write a regular column on diabetes and health, so if they go to the Huffington Post and put my name in, they'll find me. And if they're interested in the books, they're all available on Amazon. And, you know, I should say the reason I wrote Diabetes Do's and How To's, which, by the way, is coming out this month, in a week or two, mm-hmm. It'll be on Amazon. The reason I wrote this book is I go out and talk to patients as a peer mentor, and also I give presentations, I lecture. And, you know, there are 26 million Americans who have diabetes, and so many of them are confused. They just don't really understand their disease or what to do for it. And that's why I truly felt compelled that I had to give them some kind of guide, like an owner's manual. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wrote the book, because these are all small steps to take to live healthy with diabetes, steps that your doctor hasn't had time to explain to you, steps for those 8,000 plus hours a year you're dealing with it on your own.
Mm. Well, Reva Greenberg, I am so glad you're able to join us tonight here on Max and Friends. You've been informative. You let the people know the truth. And I'm all about truth because truth is the truth. And that's what we give to our people, our listeners here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Reva Greenberg, it's been a pleasure having you here tonight. I'm going to let you go, but we're going to have you back because this is a subject that I like to cover because, as I said before, knowledge is power, and you are giving my listeners power tonight by the knowledge you have with living with diabetes. So thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you, my friend, Max.
You have a wonderful night. I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Good night. Well, everyone, we are moving along. We are talking about Americans today, and Born Again American is a song by Phoenix Stone. You've all heard it here before, and Phoenix Stone is the man, and if you go to Born Again American.org, you're going to be able to donate there, and proceeds from the song are going to go to the veterans. So thank you, Phoenix Stone, for that. God bless America. Veterans Day, 11/11. Make your wish, people. Let's get playing Born Again American. And when we're back, the Kitchen Diva dishes up a healthy dose of fun and flavor on Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
Channels late one Sunday night, said a bomb went off in the Middle East. 30 lost their lives. It's more of the same these days. Bad news is all around. Foreclosures, war, and disbelief are all we ever hear about. And I don't want to go to the mailbox because the bills are piling up. Man, I still got it tough, and I keep hearing all these speeches about hope and change, but I think it's time, here and now, to renew my faith. I'm a born again American, no place I'd rather be, and I'm thankful for the freedom this country gave to me. Home. Things never been so bad, and they're shutting down our factories that made this country great, sending all our jobs overseas. Let's keep them here in the USA, cause I'm sick of hearing politicians say that it's someone else's fault. That's why they blame the left and blame the right. We all bear the cost, so it's time to I'd rather be. Yeah, I'm thankful for the freedom
country's keeper. My president and my Congress report to me. And so I will stay informed and involved because I can make a difference. I matter. I'm an American. Born again.
This is Max and Friends. That's the song Born Again American. Check out bornamerican.org. Make your donations there to the veterans. And yes, Phoenix Stone, thank you so much for that song and for singing it. It's a good song. We need some of that in our life today. But we also need the Kitchen Diva because she's here tonight and she's going to dish up a healthy dose of fun and flavor. The book is The Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook, 150 healthy, delicious recipes for diabetics and for those who dine with them. Welcome to the show, Kitchen Diva. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm so glad you're here tonight. And I know your book is just one of those hot books that's going all over the place, that's selling, because not only do people have diabetes, we know that, but, you know, the diet sucks. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
And you have given us some dishes that are just rocking the house. Now, why did you get involved with diabetes? Tell us a little bit.
Well, my mom, my dad, my husband, my sister, and my nephew all have diabetes. And so since I do a lot of the family cooking, family meals, I was faced with the same sort of, you know, problems that a lot of people are faced with when they have some family members who have diet-related illnesses, you know, what to prepare, how to, you know, keep the family favorites without punishing, you know, in a sense, those who don't have any health problems, how to balance things out so that everyone can enjoy dinner. So when I started looking for recipes and looking at other diabetic cookbooks, it was just real depressing. The food was bland. The cookbooks weren't, you know, what I felt should be a representation of just healthy food. They were usually black and white with no pictures. It looked kind of like a, you know, something you'd give someone who'd been sentenced, you know, to a prison or
oh,
something.
Oh, horrible.
Goodbye. So I wanted mine to be bright and beautiful, and that's what we did with
the
cookbook.
And that's what it is, the Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook. Now, how did you get the name Kitchen Diva?
The Kitchen Diva name came from originally when I started my career as a writer. I was writing children's books. I've written 100 children's books. Mm-hmm. Along the way, my sisters wanted me to write down my mom's recipe, collect them into a cookbook. But I didn't like cooking, and I wasn't a cook at that time. And so So I went ahead and put together the first cookbook, which was the African American Kitchen, but it was more like a history book about African and African American cooking with the recipes. Mm-hmm. And as we went along, it was time to promote the book. So my sister and I, my sister was going with me to do the actual cooking, and I was going to do the talking about the history part. Mm-hmm. So we weren't getting very many invitations, so we started calling ourselves the Kitchen Divas. And Diva stands for divinely inspired, victorious, and accomplished through Christ. And so we started out as the Divas. We did the Kitchen Diva thing all over the place for years. My mm-hmm. sister got married and started a family, so I became the Kitchen Diva singular and really fell in love with cooking.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Well, I've got the Kitchen Diva here with me on Max and Friends tonight. You all know her from the Dr. Oz Show and the Today Show. Her new book, The Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook, 150 healthy, delicious recipes for diabetics and those who dine with them. Now, what are some of your favorite recipes in your new cookbook?
I really love the herb roasted chicken with the root vegetables. The skin's crispy and crunchy, you know, real unusual because you wouldn't expect that from a roasted chicken. But my recipe serves it up, so it's like a healthier version of a fried chicken. Mm-hmm. We have desserts in the cookbook that are slamming, everything from sort of a molten chocolate cake to my husband's favorite Sakatumi cake that we've made healthier for diabetics. My favorite vegetable dish is one where we take cauliflower and mince it up real fine, season it up real well and then stuff it inside tomatoes with a little bit of cheese. It's delicious.
So ooh, it sounds
what I try
delicious.
To do is
I'm
make
hungry.
Really delicious food.
Ooh, it sounds so mighty good. But now, you know, there's people struggle because especially diabetics. You know, I grew up with my father and my aunt, both diabetics, and I know cooking. My aunt could cook. She could throw down, but everything she cooked, she couldn't eat. So, you know, what are some things that you can eat to naturally balance your blood glucose levels?
Well, it's good if you can incorporate a little something that naturally does that. Cinnamon, surprisingly. A couple of teaspoons of cinnamon. If you drink coffee, you can stir it in your coffee. Mm-hmm. You can sprinkle it on your cereal. You can even add cinnamon to savory things like spaghetti sauce with a little cinnamon in it is good.
I put on turkey too, and also turkey's
yeah.
great with cinnamon.
Yeah.
So
apple cider vinegar is another way to kind of naturally balance out your blood glucose levels. And keeping your body in balance is the key to being able to process your food and have it where it's not going to spike your blood sugar level so that you have to continue to take massive amounts of medicine. So if you can do it as naturally as much as possible, it just keeps you healthier. And if you're diabetic, it just keeps you from having your body and your medicines to have to work so hard to get you back in a level balance. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of balancing, you know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner and those scales are going to might be balancing a little bit off the Richter scale. But you know what? All this delicious food coming up and Thanksgiving is literally around the corner. Can you believe that?
Right.
So, you know, what are you preparing for Thanksgiving dinner, considering the fact that so many of your family members are diabetics?
Well, the turkey, of course, is great because it's going to be roasted and that's going to be good for you. What I do is I roast the vegetables along with the turkey. It makes them taste great, and you know, everyone enjoys that. The other thing we have to serve, you know, we're black folks. We like our greens and all that kind of thing at Thanksgiving, and those are also healthy for you. And I do my greens without adding a lot of pork and what have you. There's a recipe in the cookbook that it's porkless greens, mixed greens that are just delicious. You don't even miss it. I use a balance of a little olive oil, some lots of spices, and I use spices a lot to replace the fat in the cooking that I do. We're going to have dessert, but I'll make the desserts with either Splenda or I'll use agave syrup for something like a pecan pie. Surprisingly mm-hmm. enough, you can swap out a lot of the Karo syrup or whatever you normally would use with 50-50 with something like agave. So if you just know the tricks, and that's what I really just tried to do in the cookbook, it's not just for diabetics. It's for anybody who just wants to eat really good food but in a healthier way.
Absolutely.
I try to explain all the tricks for eating a great meal without you know, loads of sugar and loads of fat.
Well, you know, the Kitchen Diva, you are the Kitchen Diva, and you do dish up a healthy dose of fun and flavor. It sounds like I'm going to have to come over to your house for Thanksgiving.
You blend right in, honey. There's so many people here. I wouldn't even notice another one, so you just come on.
You know what? I'm going to wait because, you know, I'm doing my pot and pan collection right now. So when that's done, I don't believe in coming empty-handed, so I'm going to bring my home collection, the Oscars Delmonico collection.
All right.
So I'll bring you a gift and you can cook for me anytime. How does that sound?
You're welcome anytime, sincerely.
Well, you know, the Kitchen Diva's here tonight. Now, how can people find you?
I usually do a Kitchen Diva 911 the day before in the morning of Thanksgiving when people are just having a crisis mode and meltdown. They don't know what to do with stuff. So you can just email me at Angela@Medaris. MEDEARIS.com or either
you're
go
also
to
on Facebook,
my
right?
Yes. Or you can get the cookbook off Amazon or any of those. Or you can just go to www.divapro.com, my website, and go to the contact us.
Absolutely.
Section.
Y'all hit her up, divapro.com. The Kitchen Diva's in the house tonight, and the book is The Kitchen Diva's Diabetic Cookbook, 150 healthy, delicious recipes for diabetics and those who dine with them. I'm giving you all a dose of health, people. I want you to all be healthier, live healthier, be happier. That's what I say here on Max and Friends. Hey, Kitchen Diva, you know what they say on Max and Friends. First time your friend, second time your family. So I hope to have you back soon.
I'd love to come back. And you come on down here and have pull up a chair if you're ever in Texas.
Sounds like a plan. You have a great night and a happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks so much.
Good night, Kitchen Diva. She was here with us. And now we're going to play the song, America Song, and stay tuned because I've got a message for you coming up on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Day here on Max and Friends. That's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all for tuning in tonight to the show. We kind of mixed it with the veterans and the diabetes, but that's how we do things here. So I've got to say thank you to Thomas Hibner. Thank you to Phoenix Stone. Thank you to Reva Greenberg and the Kitchen Diva herself. And of course, Dr. Maya Love. Hey everyone, Maria Papapetros is coming back because on Max and Friends, she predicted that President Obama was going to win again. So we're going to talk to her and see what the future for America holds. Until then, everyone, take life to the max and stay tuned for CBS News. Good night, everyone. This is Max Tuber.